B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph. We're going to start 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis. In the previous sugya, we saw a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar whether one day at the end of the year is considered a year, or the beginning of a year, or 30 days is considered a year. And they both deduced proof from the pasuk by Noach, by the Mabul, where the pasuk says, "Vayhi ba'achas v'sheish me'iz shonom," the 601st year of Noach, barishoin, in the first month, be'echod lachodesh, the first day of the month, chorvu amayim al ha'aretz, etc. The land had been dried, and Noach could remove the covering from the teva. And they both agreed that this barishoin is the first month of his 601st year. And they both say this is not about when his birthday was, as relative to the day he was born, rather some point in the year where the years of people measuring the age of people, so to speak, moves one up. And they both agree that barishoin is talking about the month of Nisan, that Nisan is the first month of the year, as we've seen before. And it was Nisan when the water after the flood, after the Mabul, had totally dried out. And so the Gemara says, and it's in brackets, and Rashi has some reservations on this line, and he says we shouldn't be geiris it, we should delete it. But either way, that's the basic explanation of the Gemara, and that's how Tosfos understood it. Michlal de Tarvayu Sviru Luhu, they both agreed that B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam, that the world was created in Nisan, and we'll understand a little bit later why it's comfortable to assume that if the world was created in Nisan, then we understand that it was Nisan when the waters dried out. But were we to hold that B'Tishri Nivra Ha'olam, that the world was created in the month of Tishri, then the time that the Mabul and the waters totally dried out was not in Nisan, but would be in Tishri. And that's going to be discussed later on. Tanya says the Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, there's going to be a machlokes now between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua as to when was the world created, in the month of Tishri or in the month of Nisan. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, B'Tishri Nivra Ha'olam, in the month of Tishri the world was created. Not only that, but B'Tishri Noldu Ovois, Avraham Avinu and Yaakov Avinu were born in the month of Tishri. B'Tishru Mesu Ovois, Avraham and Yaakov, they passed away from this world in the month of Tishri. And this is unique to Rebbe Eliezer, and these three points of when the world was created, when Avraham and Yaakov was born, and when they passed away, they were in Tishri, is unique to Rebbe Eliezer. The continuation of this braisa, even though it's still Rebbe Eliezer talking, but Rebbe Yeshua is going to agree with these points, that B'Pesach Noilad Yitzchok, Yitzchok Avinu was born on Pesach, B'Rosh Hashanah, Nifkedo, Soro, Rochel V'Chano, these three, Soro Imenu, Rochel Imenu, and Chano, that was Shmuel Anovi's mother, that they were all, didn't have children for a long time, and Hashem remembered them on Rosh Hashanah and decreed that they should become pregnant and have their children. B'Rosh Hashanah, Yotza Yosef Mebeisu Asurin, we know that Yosef was in jail in Mitzrayim, and it was Rosh Hashanah that he came out of jail. B'Rosh Hashanah, Botlo Avoido Me'aviseinu B'Mitzrayim, on Rosh Hashanah, 6 months before they went out of Mitzrayim, they had already stopped working for the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim. B'Nisan Nigalu, and they came out of Mitzrayim, they were redeemed from Mitzrayim in Nisan. This is going to be, Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree with all this. Now the last three words of Rabbi Eliezer is again unique to Rabbi Eliezer, B'Tishri Asidon Ligoil. Even though we came out of Mitzrayim in Nisan, but the Geulah HaAsida, the redemption that we're waiting for, the final redemption that's going to redeem us from this exile and bring us back to the Beis HaMikdash, B'mher of Yomeinu, that is going to be, or is going to be strongly influenced by the month of Tishri. That was the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua argues on some of these points. Number one, B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam, the world wasn't created in Tishri, it was created in Nisan. B'Nisan Noldu Avois, Avraham and Yaakov were born in the month of Nisan, not in the month of Tishri. B'Nisan Mesu Avos, so too did they pass away in the month of Nisan. And from here again, it's the same as Rebbe Eliezer, B'Pesach Noilad Yitzchok, Yitzchok Avinu was born on Pesach. B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkedo, Soro Rochel V'Chano, Bereish Hashana Yotza Yosef mi Beis Asurin, Bereish Hashana Batla Avoida mi Avoseinu b'Mitzrayim, b'Nisan Nigalu. All these are identical to Rabbi Eliezer. And again, the last three words of Rabbi Yeshua is where he argues with Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, b'Nisan Asidin Ligoil, the final redemption we're all waiting for is not going to be in Tishri, it's going to be in Nisan. Says the Gemara Tanya, another Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, minayin shebetishri nivra ha'olam. I, Rabbi Eliezer, hold, as we just saw, that the world was created in Tishri. What would be my proof? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, by the creation, vayoymer elikim, Hashem said, tachei ha'oretz deshe, the land will be covered with vegetation. Esev mazriya zera, with seed-eating herbage. Eitz pri, oisepri laminoi, what's eitz pri? Is trees that are ready to bear fruits. Eitz pri, oisepri laminoi, ashezar oivoy ala oretz vayehichen. Now, when does all this happen? When does the land, at what month in the year is the land fully covered with desha, with vegetation? Ezu chodesh shehaoretz meleo deshoim, that the land is full and covered with vegetation. Ve'ilon mole peiros, and when are the trees laden with fruits? Havoimer is a tishri, it's tishri. So if the pasuk says when Hashem created the world, He created the world in a situation of tache haoretz desha and eitz peri, then you see from there that it must have been in Tishri. And an added proof, va'oisei aperek, and since when Hashem created the world, He created the land laden with the trees, laden with fruits, and the land was covered with vegetation, obviously it was a time that needed rain in order to water all these plants. So va'oisei aperek zman revi'a ha'iso, that time must have been a time of the rain. V'yardu g'shamim, and the rain came down. V'tzimchoi, and caused the plantation to come forth. Shenemar, where do we see that it rained at that time? That it says later on in Parashas Bereishis, Ve'eid yale min ha'oretz, the mist, a cloud, arose from the land, Ve'hishko es kol pnei adama, and it rained and irrigated the whole land. So when does that happen? That happens typically in the month of Tishri. That was Rabbi Eliezer's proof. Rabbi Yeshua Emir, Rabbi Yeshua, who said the world was created in Nisan, what was his proof? Minayin, Shebenisan Nivra Olam Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vatoitse, the Pasuk after the Pasuk that Rabbi Eliezer brought. Rabbi Eliezer brought the Pasuk of Ayoymer Elikim, Hashem said, this is what should happen. The next Pasuk, it says what happened, Vatoitse Haoretz Deshe, the land brought forth vegetation, Esev mazriya zera lemineu ve'eitz oisepri, and trees that could make fruits. Asher zara ve'i lemineu ve'yar elikim kitoiv. So Esev mazriya zera, eitz oisepri, trees that were able to produce fruits. Ezo chodesh sheha'oretz moitze deshoim. When it says va'toitze ha'oretz, that the land gave forth, it gave out the vegetation. At what month does the land start giving out vegetation? And ve'ilon moitzi peiros, at what point do trees start producing the fruits? Havoimer is a Nisan, it's the month of Nisan. So in this second pasuk, it seems clear that the world was created in the month of Nisan. Va'oisei aperek, and another proof that the world was created in Nisan is that when the world was created, then zman Behema v'chaya v'oif shemizdavgin ze'itzel ze, because Hashem had just created the domesticated animals and the wild animals and the birds, the fowl, and it was obviously a time that they would have to mate in order to fill the world with these animals. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, that when is the time that animals mate? From a pasuk that we've already seen in Tehillim, we learned about it previously. Lov shu kori matzoin va'amokim ya'atfu var yisreu af yashiru. That the animals, they mate. And when do these animals mate? They mate in the time where yisreu af yashiru, when there's a rustling sound from the ripened stalks of the produce that's growing there. And when is that? That's in Nisan. So we know that the animals, what's the time that they mate? It's in Nisan. We saw about this early on. So says Rabbi Yeshua, I have proof that Hashem created the world in Nisan. V'idoch nami, we're going to now ask a question back on Rabbi Eliezer. You, Rabbi Eliezer, maintain the world was created in Tishri. Hoksiv, does it not say in the Pasuk, Eitz Oisepuri, that what Hashem actually created was trees that were starting to bring out fruits, not that they were laden with fruits. That seems to be Nisan, not Tishri. Says the Gemara, Hahu lebracha ledeiros hudachsiv. The first pasuk when Hashem said that eitz puri, that Hashem said there should be trees laden with fruits, that was in Tishri, that's when the world was created. But in the next pasuk, when it says eitz oisepuri, it was a bracha, that these trees will in the future continue being able to produce fruits. And that's why it says eitz oisepuri. But not to tell us that the world was created at the time when trees start giving forth their fruits. V'idoch and according to Rabbi Yeshua, nami hoksiv eitz puri. According to Rabbi Yeshua, what's he going to do with the fact that in the earlier pasuk it says that Hashem said eitz puri, a tree laden with fruits? If the world was created in Nisan typically the trees are not laden with fruits. Says the Gemara, no. Hahu could Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? It's like he's following what the idea of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Maisa Bereishis. It's true that normally in Nisan, the world according to Rabbi Yeshua was created in Nisan. And in Nisan, normally the fruits, the trees start giving out the fruits are not yet on the trees. However, when Hashem created the world, something very unique happened. Kol Maisa Bereishis, when Hashem created the world, the entire creation, L'Kaimos on Nivru, they were created with their full stature. L'Daiton Nivru, L'Tzivyoinam Nivru. What does it mean they were created in their full stature? They were created already matured, already ripened. And that was unique just to Maisa Bereishis. So it's true that every other year in Nisan, the fruits are not yet there. However, when Hashem created the trees, He created them in Nisan, but with this unique twist that they were L'Kaimoson Nivru. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, besides for the fact that trees were created B'Kaimoson, proof to that being from the fact that it says that Hashem created the trees eight pri. Besides that, Hashem also created the world L'Daito Nivru, according to their will. L'Tzivyoinom Nivru. That means He asked them before they got created, do you want to get created? And He told them L'Tzivyoinom, it was according to their desire. He asked them, how do you want to be created? Are you okay with the exact faculties with which I'm going to create you? And they said, yes, we're okay with it. And they were created according to their will and desire. Where do we see that in the Pasuk, that they were created according to their desire? Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayichulu Hashemayim v'ha'oretz v'chol tzvom, that Hashem, he finished creating the heaven and the earth, v'chol tzvom, and all their hosts. But what does the word tzvom mean? Al tikri tzvom, don't read it just tzvom, elo tzivyoinom, read it tzivyoinom as in desire. Hashem created heaven and earth according to their desire. There's nothing that's created that doesn't desire to be created at the time, place, and fashion with which it is. And now the Gemara is going to continue with the next part of the Braisa, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Ovis, Avraham and Yaakov, they were born in the month of Tishri. Let's see what the source for that would be. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin Sheba Tishri Noel de Ovis. What would be the proof, the reference that the Ovis, Avraham and Yaakov, were born in the month of Tishri? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikohalu el HaMelech Shloime Kol Ish Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael gathered to the king, to Shloima the king, B'yerach ho'isonim, B'chag hu chodesh hashvi, that they gathered to make a chag. It was the inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash, and it was in the month of Esonim that they gathered to Shloima HaMelech. Yerach she'noildu boy Esoni Olam, the month that the mighty ones of the world, referring to the Avos, they were born. That's the Yerach ho'isonim. My mashma, where would you find reference that the high Eson, that the word Eson is lishna de tkifahu, that it means the mighty ones? We understand that others were mighty, but who told you that Eson, when it says Yerach or Isonim, and you assume it means the month that the others they were born in, which is Tishri, who told you that Eson means mighty. K'dechsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayares hakeini vayisom mesholi vayoymer Eson moishovecho, that mighty is your dwelling place. So you see there that Eson is mighty. Vayoymer, and there's another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shim'u horim esriv Hashem v'ho Esonim moiste oretz, that the mountains and the Esonim, the mighty ones, the mountains and the mighty ones, they heard Riv Hashem in the context of what's discussed there in the Pasuk in Micha. So you see that there's the mountains are reference to these Esonim, to the mighty ones. Well, who are this? What would this be alluding to? Va'imir, let's see who the mountains are. Va'imir, it says in a Pasuk, in Shir HaShirim, Koil Doidi, the voice of my beloved one, Hine Zebo Medalig Alehorim. I have skipped over and I've brought the time of the redemption earlier because of the Horim, because of the mountains. Mekapes, there's the leaping Alag voice on the hills, which means I brought forward the Geula, the redemption, because of the Gvois. Who are these? What is the Horim alluding to? What are the Gvois, the hills, alluding to? Medalig ala Horim b'schus Ovois. So you see clearly that Horim, mountains, are referring to the Ovois. Horim, parents, Ovois, fathers. Mekapitz ala Gvois, and leaping over the hills, b'schus Imois. That is in the schus of the four Imois, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. So you see that the Ovois are considered Horim. We see that the Horim are considered mighty, and we see that the mighty is considered, we see that the mountains are considered Eson, and we know that Eson is mighty from that first Pasuk that we saw where it says the Eson Moishovecha. So coming back to Yerach HaEsonim, it means the month that the mighty ones, that the Ovois, they were born. So we see here that the Ovois were born in that month, which was the seventh month of the year. It was in the month of Tishri. Rabbi Shua argues and says, no, Minayin Sheben Nisan Noel Du Ovois. I'll bring you reference that Avraham and Yaakov were actually born in the month of Nisan, not in the month of Tishri. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayihi b'shmoinim shono, uv'arba me'iz shono, l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. It was 480 years after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Zu b'chodesh arvi, it was the fourth month, b'chodesh ziv, it was the month of Iyar. Hu achodesh bashon, sorry, it was bashon arvi, it was the fourth year of the kingdom of Shlomo HaMelech. B'chodesh ziv, it was the month of Ziv, which is the month of Iyar. Hu achodesh hasheni, it was the second month, Limloich Shlomo al Yisrael, it was the fourth year, the second month from the reign of Shlomo HaMelech, Vayiven Abayis Lashem, and he built the Beis HaMikdosh. So what do we see in that Pasuk? We see there that there's a month of Iyar, which is Chodesh Ziv. Why is the month of Iyar called Ziv? The word Ziv means radiance. It means B'yerach, this second month being Iyar, was the month Shenoil Duboy Ziv Sonei Oilom. By the time this second month, Iyar, had arrived and started, the radiance of the world, the Zivsonei Oilam, which are the others, were already born. They were born the month before. Since in Avraham and Yaakov were born in the month of Nisan, therefore Iyar is a very radiant month, and therefore the second month is referred to as B'chodesh Ziv. Asks the Gemara, V'idach nam yoksiv b'yerach ha'isonim. But does it not say b'yerach ha'isonim, that isonim referring to, we thought was referring to the Ovis, which means Tishri? So we've got now a contradiction, that Rabbi Yeshua, who just said now that b'nissan nivra'ilom, what's he doing with yerach ha'isonim? Says the Gemara, you're right, Tishri is called Yerach HaEsonim, a mighty month, but not because the mighty people were born in it, Avraham and Yaakov, but because it's mighty in mitzvahs. Ha'osam d'tkifa b'mitzvahs, the month of Tishri has many, many mitzvahs in it. It's got, Rashi tells us what they are, it's the mitzvah of Shofar, it's all the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur, the fasting, v'sukkah, and lulav, and arova, and nisuch hamayim. V'idoch, And Rabbi Eliezer, who says that B'tishri Nivra Olam Nami Yoksiv B'chayder Ziv, why would Iyar be called the radiant month? According to Rabbi Eliezer, the radiant ones were not born in Nisan, they were born in Tishri. So why is Iyar called a radiant month? Says the Gemara, Hu de'ispe ziva de'iloni, because the beauty, the radiance of the trees comes forth in the month of Nisan, and therefore Iyar is a radiant month. The Omer of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Hai man, and we saw this already in Brachas Daf Mem Gimel, Hai man denofak b'yom Nisan. If somebody goes out to the fields, to the orchards in the month of Nisan, v'chazi ilna de malavlava, and he sees the blooming trees, Omer should make a bracha, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, shelechisar me'olam klum, there's nothing lacking in his world, u'boro bo'i b'riyos toivos, he created in it nice, good creatures, v'ilonos toivos, and good trees, lehisnois or lehanois bohen b'nei adam, to cause pleasure to mankind. So you see, the month of Nisan is when the trees are blossoming and blooming. And that is the ziv, that's the radiance of the month of Iyar, which follows Nisan. Continues the Gemara. Man de Omar, now we're going to the next stage, that we saw there was a machlekas we just learned between Abelezer and Yemishua, when was Avraham and Yaakov born? And then they says that whenever they were born, they also passed away. According to Abelezer, the Ovois were Mesu in the Tishri Mesu Ovois. According to Yemishua, Benissan Mesu Ovois. Says the Gemara, Man de Omar Benissan Noildu. The opinion who says that the Ovois were born in Nisan, but Nisan Mesu, they passed away in Nisan. Mando Omar B'Tishri Noldu, the opinion that says they were born in Tishri, but Tishri Mesu, they also passed away in Tishri. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Aleim, Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Ben Meo Ve'eshim Shono Onoichi Hayoim, today I am 120 years old, Lo Yuchal Oid Lotzis, V'lovi B'Hashem Omar Elai Lo Yisavar Es Hayardin Hazeh. We don't really need the Pasuk to say, today I'm 120 years old. You should just say, I'm 120 years. Ma Talmud Leimar Hayoim, what's the word today coming to impress on us? To tell us that Hayoim Milu Yomai Oshnoisai is today that my 120 years became full. Today is, so to speak, would be called his birthday. L'lamdoch, to teach us, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev u'memaleh shneiseim shel tzadikim, Hashem sits and makes sure and fills the years of the tzadikim. Miyoyim liyoyim, from day to day, mechoydesh lechoydesh, from month to month. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Loisiyem meshakelo va'akoro baratzecho, es mispar yomecho amale. The number of your days I will fill. So we see that tzadikim, they live full years. And since they live full years, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, today I reached a full 120 years, we assume that so too the month that the Ovis were born is the same month many years later that they passed away. Continues the Gemara. And this is now agreed upon both by Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that B'Pesach Noilad Yitzchok Avinu was born on Pesach. Minolon, where would we know this from? Kedichsiv, it's a very interesting proof. The Pasuk says that Hayipole me Hashem Dova, is there anything that's impossible for Hashem? Says the Malach to Avraham Avinu, La Moed, to the, well, Moed we're going to soon see, it means a Yom Tov, but it means this time, Oshuv Eilecho Ko'eis Chaya Olosor Pein, which means this time next year, I'm going to be back here, and by then, your wife Sora Imenu, in spite of her old age and your old age, she will bear a child. She will have a child that was Yitzchok that was born. And the question is, and Lamoyed means also, it doesn't just mean a time, it means a Yom Tov, which means sort of, it's now a Yom Tov, means normally we understand it means by this time next year. But the Gemara seems to understand here that it was a Yom Tov, and the Malach, the angel, said to Avram, by the next Yom Tov, your child will be born. What does that mean? Amos Koi, what Yontov was he standing at that it makes sense that the next Yontov she could give birth? She wasn't pregnant at the time. Ilema b'Pesach, are you going to say that the Malach was speaking to Avram on Pesach uko'omalei ba'atzeres and said to him, by Shavuos Yitzchok will be born? That can't be. B'chamishin yoimin mika yolda, can a woman give birth after 50 days of a pregnancy? Of course not. Elo d'koi ba'atzeres, you'll suggest that the Malach was speaking to Avram on Shavuos, and saying to them, Uko'omar li b'tishri, said to him, the next Yontov is Tishri. Sukkos. So it was now in Sivan, Atzeres, and he said that in Tishri you'll give birth. Akato b'chamisha yarcha miko yaldo. Is it possible after 5 months to give birth? It can't be. Elo dekoi b'chag. It must be that the Malach was speaking to them on Sukkos. Uko omalo, and he said to her, B'nissan, the next yontov, which is Pesach, 6 months later, you're going to have a child. Akata is still difficult to understand. B'shito yarcha miko yaldo. Can a woman give birth after just 6 months of a pregnancy? Says the Gemara, yes. Tana, we learned that Oisei Shona, that year, was a Moberes Hoiso. It was a leap year. So between Sukkos and Pesach, we had 7 months. We had two Adars. If you have two Adars, then you have 7 full months. A woman can give birth at 7 months. Asks the Gemara, Seif, let's understand. Ki madli mar, if our master subtracts from those 7 months, yoy matuma, because we know that when the Malach came, Sarah had become a nida, she had become tomei, and that's why Avraham Avinu, even though he told her to make the chalos, the ugois, the cakes, he didn't take the cakes because the cakes became tomei when she was kneading them, and so we have 7 months less a week of tumas nida, botzrulu. So you've got 7 months less a week, and so you don't have your full 7 months. We know that a woman can give birth after 7 months, but not less than that. Omar Marzutra, Marzutra says, answers the Gemara, Afilu lemanda Omar, even according to the opinion that says, Yoyledes letisha, eino yoyledes lemukutoim, that a woman that her pregnancy reaches full term, 9 months, will give birth at 9 full months, not 8 months and a bit. However, Yoyledes leshiva, a woman that gives birth in the 7th month, Yoyledes lemukutoin, she could give birth with some place in the 7th month. It doesn't have to be a full 7 months. And therefore, if it's within the 7th month, so we have now between Sukkos and Pesach with a leap year, you've got 7 months less the week that she was tummy, so you've got 7 months less a week. A woman could give birth to a healthy child like that. Shenemar, we see it says in the Pasuk, Vayihi liskufois hayomim, it was after seasons and days, liskufois, seasons, yomim or days, vatar chano vatelet bein, that chano she conceived and she gave birth, vatikras shmoi Shmuel, her son was called Shmuel, kimi Hashem she'iltiv, he was called Shmuel because I asked for this child from Hashem. So we see that she gave birth after tkufois and yomim, miot tkufois. Well, how much is a season? There's 4 seasons in the year. Tkufois in plural is 2 seasons. 2 seasons, miot tkufois, shtaim, 2 seasons, that's 6 months. Umiot yomim, shnaim. And the minimum of days is 2 days. So you see that 6 months and 2 days after she conceived, she gave birth. So you see that less than 7 months, less than being in the 7th month of pregnancy that hasn't entered its 7th month, according to Chazal, cannot survive. In the 7th month, it can survive, as in the 9th month. But there's a discussion whether the 9th month is a full month or not. The 7th month does not have to be a full month. Therefore, as long as she's past the 6 months line, she's in her 7th month, then she could give birth. And that is how we understand that it must be that Yitzchak Avinu that was born, he was born on Pesach, and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both agree with that. Continues the Gemara. The next point we saw in the Braisa was that Bereish Hashana Nifgada Sarah, Rachel, and Chana. That Sarah Imenu, Rachel Imenu, and Chana, they were remembered, and they became pregnant, they conceived on Reish Hashanah, or consequent to Reish Hashanah. Minolon, where would proof to that be? Omer Belozo, Asya, we learn it out from Psukim, that it says, Pekido, Pekido, and Asya, Zechira, Zechira. We're going to learn out that it says twice Zechira, once by Rochel, once by Chana, and then it says twice Pekido, once by Chana, once by Sarah, and by we're going to see that the Zechira is Reish Hashanah, and therefore we're going to learn from these Psukim that the Zechira is and the Pekido is all associated to Reish Hashanah, and therefore we see that also Sarah, also Rachel, and also Chana, they were Nifkadu, they were answered, they became pregnant on Reish Hashanah. Let's see the Psukim inside. Ksiv, it says Baruchel, by Rachel Lemenu, it says in the Pasuk, Vayizkir Elukimus Rachel, Hashem remembered Rachel. Vayishma Eleo Elukim, Vayiftach Es Rachamo, he opened her womb. Uksiv Bechano, and Bechano it says, Vayashkimu Vaboiker, Vayishtachu, they rose early in the morning, Vayishtachu Lefne Hashem, they bowed before Hashem, Vayashuvu Vayavoyu El Beisam Haramasa, and Elkono and Chano his wife, they returned to their home in Haramasa. Vayeda Elkono Eschano Ishtoi Vayizkereo Hashem. Hashem remembered her and she became pregnant. V'isya Zechira Zechira Miroi Shashono. So we know that it says by Rochel Zechira Vayizkereo. It says by Chano Vayizkereo. Now the word Zechira is associated to Reish Hashanah. D'chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Daber el b'nei Yisrael leimur, b'chodesh ha-shvi, in the seventh month, which is Tishri, b'echod l'chodesh, the first of Tishri, which is Reish Hashanah, yielochem shabosoin, it will be a day of rest, a yom tov of Reish Hashanah, zichroin trua mikra chodesh. It's going to be considered a zichroin trua. It's a day of remembering. So we see that we assume that if Rachel was remembered on Rosh Hashanah and Chana was remembered on Rosh Hashanah, well, if both of Rachel and Chana were remembered, there was a zechira which brought to their conceiving, it must have been consequent to Rosh Hashanah. Pkido, pkido. But we don't yet know anything about Sara Imenu. So he says, this is where the pkido is going to come in. Ksiv b'chano. Going back to Chana, it says in the Pasuk, Ki pokad Hashem es Chana, that Hashem remembered Chano v'tahar v'teilet, she conceived and she gave birth, shloish avonim, u'shteivonis, v'yigdal anar Shmuel im Hashem. Uchsiv b'sara, and by sara menu also it says, v'Hashem pokad esoro kasher omor, v'yas Hashem lesoro kasher dibir. In the same way as the pkido that it says by Chano, we know it was Reish Hashanah, because by Chano it also says Zechira, and we know that Zechira is associated to Reish Hashanah, so to Sara Imenu, when it says Hashem Pokad Es Sara, she was remembered on Reish Hashanah. And Rashi writes at the top of the Amud, in the Braisa, Rashi says that when it says that Nifkada, that they were remembered on that Reish Hashanah, Nifkada, Sara, Rachel, V'chano, it doesn't mean they became pregnant on Reish Hashanah. It means that Hashem decreed on Reish Hashanah that they would become pregnant. Continues the Gemara. And the next point in the Braisa, that Yotza Yosef mi beisu asurim, that Yosef, he left jail on Reish Hashanah, minolon, what would be the proof to that? Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, tik'u b'chodesh shofar, b'kese l'yom chageinu, and we've already learned a number of times, this is referring to the Yom Tov, which is on the day that the moon is entirely concealed, it's covered, which is Reish Hashanah. And Kichoik Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelekei Yaakov, then at that point Hashem judges Klal Yisrael and the rest of the world, as we also saw in the Gemara earlier. The Pasuk after that is Eidos B'Yosef Somoi, that this is a testimony that B'Yosef regarding Yosef, he made this testimony for Yosef, but Seisoi Al Eretz Mitzrayim, when he went out to rule the land of Mitzrayim, Sfas lo yodati eshmo. So we see there's a continuation here. It starts with Rosh Hashanah, and then it says, Eidos b'hoisef somoi, b'tzeisei el eretz Mitzrayim. That the testimony that Hashem had made to Yosef and taken him out to rule on Mitzrayim, that was a continuation from Rosh Hashanah. It happened on Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Braisa that Reish Hashanah bot la'avoidom be'aviseinu b'Mitzrayim. Even though Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim in Nisan, but they stopped working for the Mitzrayim earlier, 6 months earlier, on Reish Hashanah. Where would we see that? Where would we know that from? Ksiv Hocha, it says in one Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Lochein emor livnei Yisrael, ani Hashem v'hoitzeisi eschem, and I have taken you out, I will take you out, mitacha sivlois Mitzrayim, from beneath the burdens of Mitzrayim, v'itzalti eschem avidosom, v'go'alti eschem b'zrei natuya, u'v'shvotim gedoilim. That's one posuk. Uchsiv hosom, and regarding taking Yosef out of jail, it says there in the posuk, we mentioned the psukim in Perek Pe Aleph, we mentioned psukim dalet hei vov, dalet being tiku b'chodesh shofar, hei being kichoik liyisroel, who mishpat lelek Yaakov, pasuk vav being edus b'yosef somoy b'tzeis ha'eretz Mitzrayim, And the next pasuk vov, it says in pasuk zayin, sorry, it says hasiroisi misevel shichmoy kapov midud tavirno, which means hasiroisi misevel shichmoy, I've removed from you the burden that was on your shoulders. So we see that when Yosef was taken out of the jail, which we know already was on Rosh Hashanah, it's considered a removal of the sevel shichmoy. And that reminds us of the sevel, of the burdens of Mitzrayim that were removed. In the same way as Yosef's burden was removed on Rosh Hashanah, so too the burden of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim was also removed on Rosh Hashanah. Continues the Gemara. B'Nisan Nigalu. They both agree that in Nisan we came out of Mitzrayim. Yet Kedisa. It's psukim, it's explicit, we've already learned previously, it's very clear that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim in Nisan. The question is, when the Geula Asida, the final redemption, when that's going to be? So, B'Tishri Asid in Ligoyel, according to Eliezer, that we're going to be redeemed in Tishri, because he learns Asiya Shofar Shofar, is a Gzera Shova. Two psukim, it mentions the word Shofar. Ksiv Hoch, in one posuk, it says, in the pasuk in Tilim Pe Aleph that we mentioned, Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'keser yom chagenu, uchsiv hosam. And regarding the final redemption, it says, v'hoyo b'yoy mahu, it will be on that day, yitoka b'shofar gadol, uvohu hoivdim b'eretz Ashur, v'hanidochin b'eretz Mitzrayim, v'shtachvu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh, b'Yerushalayim. Again, the shofar gadol is going to be sounded at the final redemption. The same way as the shofar is sounded in Rosh Hashanah, and the shofar is going to be sounded at the final redemption, Rabbi Eliezer assumes the final redemption is going to be in Tishri. Rabbi Yeshua argues and says that even though that he says B'Nissan Nigalu, they were redeemed from Mitzrayim in Nisan, and B'Nissan Asidin Nigoil, and the final redemption, the future redemption, is also going to be in Nisan. Minol, and what would be his proof? Omar Kro, it says in the pasuk Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem, this is a night of anticipation. Lashem lo hitzion me'eretz Mitzrayim, the night that he was going to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, hu halaylo hazeh Lashem, this is the night for Hashem, shmurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael, is going to be guarded, anticipated for Klal Yisrael l'doroisom in all their generations. So it's called a leil shimurim hu Lashem. So what does that mean, leil shimurim? Leil, it's an evening, it's a night, hamashumar ubo misheshes imei bereshes, that it's been reserved and anticipated from the time of creation, all that which was in Nisan, all the way that this is going to be the redemption until the final redemption. V'idach, and Rabbi Eliezer says that the final redemption will be in Tishri, he says, V'idach, Lailo hamashumar uba min hamazikin. It's not that this was an anticipated night, which is always going to be the night of redemptions. No, because he says that in Tishri we're going to be redeemed. He says that Laila Mashumar Uba means that this night, indeed, the 15th of Nisan, is going to be guarded min hamazikin from any harmful spirits. And on Seder night, the night of Pesach, indeed, there are no evil spirits that have any power. Continues the Gemara of Ozdu Letamayhu. Being that Rabbi Eliezer understood the world was created in Tishri, so he counts months from Tishri. Rabbi Yeshua says the world was created in Nisan, and he counts the months and the years from Rabbi Yeshua from Nisan. He counts the months and the years from Nisan. And this is going to be Letamayhu. They're both going to follow their own opinions regarding their calculations as to when the different stages of the Mabul happened. And I'm making a disclaimer before we start the Gemara, that there are going to be a number of elements that need some understanding of astronomy to be able to understand this Gemara. I don't claim to be proficient in astronomy in any form or fashion, so we're going to read the Gemara at face value. Anybody that wants to do a little bit more research to understand it on a bit more of a practical and deeper level is welcome to do so, but unfortunately I'm not going to be the one that's going to be able to do that with you. Says the Gemara, the Tani we learnt in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, and before we see this Gemara inside, the Mabul, the flood, which happened, we've already seen a little bit, that the Mabul happened when Noach was 600 years old. It took approximately a year, because it says that the Mabul started when Noach was 600 years old, and when it says that the Mabul, when the water had dried out, it was his 601st year. So the Mabul took approximately a year, almost a year, I would say. It took approximately 11 months, plus minus. Now, the Mabul had various stages. There was the 40 days of that the rains came down. And then there was 150 days that from underneath the subterranean fountains strengthened and that they added water to the flood. And after that, there was a stage where the water went down, evaporated, got absorbed, where the waters of the flood slowly started going down. And until at some point, the water was totally absorbed into the ground and there was no water left and everything had dried up. The question is when these stages happened. And the two options are either according to Rabbi Yeshua, where everything works from Nisan. So when it says that in the flood started in the second month, it means on the 17th of Iyar, the Mabul started. That's when he went into the Teva. That's when the 40 days of waters of rains coming down started, followed by 150 days of the water from underneath for becoming strengthened and adding to the waters of the flood. And then we'll see those that took place till Kislev, and then the water started going down till Shvat, until finally an Aleph Nisan, the first of Nisan, as we saw earlier, first of Nisan, everything had dried out. That's according to Reb Yeshua. According to Reb Eliezer, it's not the 11th, or it's not the 17th of Iyar that the Mabul started, it's the 17th of Cheshvan that it started. And then when at the end of the 150 days, it took them to Sivan. And then the water started going down through to Av, and then in Aleph Tishri, the first of Tishri, that is when the waters had totally dried out and was the end of the Mabul. So that's going to be the two opinions we're going to see now. The Tani we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Bishnas Sheishmo is Shono Lechai Noach, 600 years into the life of Noach, Bachoydesh Hasheni, the second month. Torah doesn't tell us what month this is, it's the second month. B'shiva also Yom Lachoydesh, on the 17th of that month, B'yom Hazeh, that day, Nivku'u Kol Mayinuiz Toim Rabo, V'arubayis HaShemayim Niftochu, the subterranean fountains got strengthened, the waters came down, and that's when the Mabul started. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Oysu Ayoim Yud Zayin B'Iyar Hoyo, since he holds that B'nisan Nivra Ha'olam, the second month was the month of Iyar. And the month of Iyar is a Yoim Shemazel Kimo, the constellation called Kimo, Shekeah, it sets by Yoim in the day. Umayono is Mismatim, it's the time of the year that the subterranean fountains, they become depleted. And that's normally what would happen on the 17th of Iyar. Umitoich Sheshinu Masem, because the generation of the flood, they altered their normal practices with the averus they were doing. So Shina Kodesh Baruch Hu Aleim, my sabracious Hashem also made alterations to the world. V'helo mazel kimo bayoim. Instead of the mazel, the constellation called kimo, setting in the day, it actually rose in the day. V'notal shnei kichovim mikimo, he actually removed two stars from kimo. V'hevi mabel oilom, and that way he brought the flood to the world. That was Rabbi Shua's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Oyseh yoyim yud zayin mar cheshvan hoyo. Since he holds that Tishri Nivra Olam, the second month is Cheshvan. So Cheshvan, the 17th of Cheshvan, the Mabul started. Yoyim shemazel kimo, normally on the 17th of Cheshvan is the day that this constellation called kimo, oyle bayoyim, it rises by day. Umayonu is misgabrim, and the subterranean fountains become strengthened. And because the generation of the Mabul, they deviated, they altered their normal behaviors, Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Ma'aseh Bereishis, Hashem deviated and changed, altered Ma'aseh Bereishis, V'helo Mazel Kimo Bayoim, and the Mazel Kimo rose in the day, and that's not a change, because we just said now that according to Eliezer, the 17th of Cheshvan is always when Mazel Kimo is Oile Bayoim. The Gemara is about to address that. V'noitzel Shnei Kechovim, and Hashem removed two stars from this Mazel Kimo, V'hevi Mabul Oilom, and brought the Mabul to the world. Now the Gemara says, Bishleima Reb Yeshua, according to Reb Yeshua, who says that the Mabul started in Iyar, Hainu Dichsiv Sheini, That's why it's called Sheni, it's the second month, because we know that months always start from Nisan. We've learned that earlier on in the Perek, that months always start from Nisan. Achodesh hazeh lochem Rosh Chodeshim. Elo le Rebeleze, Kunt Rebeleze, who says it started in Cheshvan, my Sheni. What is Sheni? So we know it's Sheni. It's Sheni from Tishri. But even if you hold that the world was created in Tishri, we would assume that the months get counted from Nisan. And we're going to soon see that's indeed what happens, where that we always count the months from, we always count the month from Nisan. So my Sheni, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be interesting that the Cheshvan is called Sheni. It should be called the eighth month. Answers the Gemara, you're right. It's not called Sheni because it's the month after Tishri, the year that the world was created. The month that the world was created. No, it's Sheni Ledin. Because at what point did Hashem decree that there was going to be a Mabul? He decreed it on Tishri. That's where the Yom HaDin is. That's where Hashem judges the world. We've seen that previously. The month after that, the second month after Hashem decreed there would be a Mabul, that's when there was a Mabul. That's why it's called Sheni. The Gemara asks another question. Bishleim Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Hainu Deshino, we can understand that when it says in the Brisa, Hashem altered the world. Because normally, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Mabul was on Yud Zayin Iyar. Normally, it's the day that the constellation of Kimo sets in the day. And Hashem changed that it rose in the day. Elo l'Rebeleze, kuntu b'leze, maishino. It's the 17th of Cheshvan is the day where the Mazal Kimo is always oile bayoim, and that didn't change. And the Mephoroshim discuss that the very fact that Hashem removed the two stars and called the Mabul, that's a change in its own right. But the Gemara asked it as a question. Answers the Gemara, Kedur of Chizda. What changed is what Rav Chizda said. The Omer of Chizda, Beroyschin Kilkalu. The corruption and the nature of the Averis was to do with Averis that involved being very heated and hot. Uberoyschim Nidainu. And that's why they were punished with boiling water. Beroyschin Kilkalu Ba'Avera. The immorality they were engaged in were Averis that involved being warmed up. And they were punished with boiling water. Ksiv Hocha, it says in the Pasuk, Vayizker Elokim es Noach v'eskol achayo v'eskol abehima ashitri bateva. Hashem remembered Noach and everybody and everything in the teva. Vayaver Elokim ruach al ha'aretz. Hashem passed a ruach, wind, onto the land. Vayoshoichu hamoim. What was the word vayoshoichu? Normally it means the waters subsided. However, in a different pasuk in Megillas Esther, it says, "Vayislu Haman alo eitz," that Achashverosh hang Haman on a tree. Ashehichen Mordechai, the tree that the gallows he had prepared for Mordechai. V'chamas hamelech, and the rage of the king shchocha. So normally, a rage is something which is associated to fire, to heat. Shchocha means he cooled down. So in the same way as the shchocha, in context of the rage of Achashverosh is cooling down, so too Vayoshoiku Amayim, the waters, what Hashem did to the waters, he cooled down the waters. We see from there that till then the waters were boiling hot. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon, Chachmi Yisrael, the halacha, the way that the Chachomim and Klal Yisrael, they are moinin, they count the years of the world, the years of people, everything they count is, and the generations, is the Moinin Lamabul Kerabeliezer. They count all those generations, that means they count years in the Torah like Rabeliezer from Tishri. And even though the halacha is we rule that the world was created in Nisan, nonetheless, the months, the years, the new year starts. When is a new year? The new year is always Tishri. And that's the way we do it. Tavshin. This year started Rosh Hashanah, Tovshin Pei Beis. Every year starts in Tishri, even though the world was created in Nisan. So when it speaks about the years and counting by the Mabul, as Rashi says that the years of Noach and the years from creation and the years of the generations, we count them from Tishri, Tishri being the beginning of a year, but not because in Tishri the world was created. Uletkufa, when it comes to the seasons of the solar year, the lunar year, the sun and the moon, that's Rabbi Yeshua. There we have to start counting, assuming that the sun started orbit, the moon started orbit, all the orbits and in the and the constellations and everything else that's going on out there in space, all that started in Nisan, because in Nisan the world was created. So we make all the calculations from there, like Rabbi Yeshua. However, Chachmei Umei Sa'ilom, the Goyim, Moinin Af Lemabul K'Rabbi Yeshua, they say no, they say if the world was created in Nisan, everything goes from Nisan, all the years are from Nisan, as Rabbi Yeshua himself holds. But the Chachmei Yisrael, they didn't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, as in how to make the calculations of the years. They only paskin like Rabbi Yeshua regarding the seasons and when was the world created, that we agree with Rabbi Yeshua. How to count the years mentioned in the Torah, those years are the years of start of counted from Tishri. So just to avoid confusion, I'd like to make a quick summary. What the year of the Mabul, it was a year. There's two options. We have to look in the Psukim and see what does the Torah actually tell us and what can we deduce from there. So the Torah actually tells us in six stages the year of the Mabul. It says that in Noach's 600th year, that in the second month of that year, that's when the Mabul began. And then that's the second month. Now, the second month could mean Iyar, as everybody agrees that typically the months we count from Nisan. So Iyar, that would make sense. And it could be that it's not Iyar. It could be that it's Mar Cheshvan, which is the month after Hashem decreed that there would be a flood, there would be a Mabul in Tishri. But it's one of those two. So that's the second month. And then the water came for 40 days. When did the water finish? Well, on the 27th of either Sivan or Kislev. What was next? There was 150 days where the fountains were still gushing forth. And that took us either to the 1st of Kislev, if the Mabul started on the 17th of Iyar, or to the 1st of Sivan. And then it says that on the 17th of the 7th month, because if it started in Iyar, you've got Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishri, Cheshvan, the seventh month being Kislev. If it started in Cheshvan, then the seventh month is Sivan. On the 17th of that seventh month, it says that the Teva, the Ark, came to rest on the mountains. That is when the Teva, the water had gone down enough that it landed on the mountain. And then it says, the next thing we know is that on the first month of Noach's 601st year, at that point, the water had dried up. That we know that. That we saw. Bereshoin, Be'echod L'chodesh, it was the water dried up. It was the 601st year, Be'echod V'sheish Me'ishona. And we know that in the second month of Noach's 601st year, that's when the ground was totally dry and he could come out of the Teva. And that was either, that means the first day of the first month of the 601st year is either the 1st of Nisan or the 1st of Tishri. And this is where the game changer is. When is the world created? Because we know that, we've already seen in an earlier sugya, that the years of Noach are not counted by his birthday. They counted at some point in the year that the next year starts. So if B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam, then every first of Nisan, a person is, so to speak, counted as being 1 year older. If the Tishri Nivra Ha'olam, then the first of Tishri is when a person, so to speak, begets the extra year counted for him. So that's the 1st of Nisan or the 1st of Tishri. And then the 27th of Iyar or the 27th of Cheshvan, which was the second month of Noach's 601st year, that's when everything dried up and the Mabul came to an end. So now the question is, were we to say that the Mabul started in Iyar? Chodesh HaSheni is Iyar, which Chodesh HaSheni is always Iyar, irrespective of when the world was created. Let's just assume that Tishri Nivra Ha'olam. If Tishri Nivra Ha'olam, that would mean that Noach entered his 601st year and the 1st of Tishri. So if we say that the Mabul started in Iyar and in Tishri he became 601 years old, then why is it that the first time the 601st year of Noach is mentioned is only in the 1st of Nisan, which is much later?
not after Tishri. A number of things happened after Tishri. The 150 days of the fountains, you know, that came to an end. And the first of Kislev. If we say that the Mabul started in Iyar, then the first of Kislev that happened. On the 17th of Kislev, that's when the mountain came to rest on Har Ararat. So at that point, whether it's the first of Kislev or the 17th of Kislev, it's after Tishri. Why does the Torah there not tell us now it's the 601st year of Noach? Why only when the water dried up, which we know is the first of Nisan, is why only there do we say that Noach entered his 601st year? So it must be that if you say that the Mabul started in Iyar, then it must be that B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam, and therefore it's only the following Nisan where he entered the next year of his life. And the same would apply contra Beliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that B'Tishri Nivra Ha'olam, it must be, then the same question would apply. Why did Noach not enter his 601st year in Tishri, which would be already at the end of the 150 days, and already when the Teva landed on the mountain? Why does the Torah ignore that? So it must be, according to Ebeliezer, because we don't see that switch between year 600 and year 601 in the middle, it must be that only right at the end is when it switches. And since it switches in Tishri, it must be the end of the Mabul was in Tishri. So it must be that the Mabul started in Cheshvan. And that is what Rabbi Eliezer indeed says, that the Mabul started on the 17th of Cheshvan, not the 17th of Iyar. And then the Gemara asks, if it's Cheshvan, why do you call it Sheni? Sheni is never, the months are always according to Nisan, irrespective of when the year starts. Why do you call it Sheni? So that the Gemara said, it's called Sheni, Sheni Ledin, it's the month after Hashem decreed there would be a Mabul. And then the Gemara finally finishes off, that says that the Chachmei Yisrael, they count like Rebbe Eliezer, which means that we hold that years switch in Tishri. And since years switch in Tishri, it must be that the Mabul started in Cheshvan, not like Rabbi Shua said that the Mabul started in Iyar. And even though we agree that the world was created in Nisan, we nonetheless count the years according to Tishri. And that's the conclusion of this Gemara. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.